Everyone who is not in the masjid is requested to make their way to the masjid. And everyone who is already in the masjid is requested to gather at the front. I don't know what it is. I think our walls have some kind of magnetic attraction. Very hard to get off there. The brothers who are not in the masjid are requested to finish up and make their way to the masjid for the next part of the program. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala at a time or in an environment where others are negligent of it, where the majority are negligent of it, is especially valuable. It increases in worth in the eyes of Allah. And it is not difficult to understand that. Imagine you are stuck in a problem. Your car is stuck on the side of the road. And you are on your own and you need another person to sort the problem out with you. And 100 cars goes past but no one stops. And then the 101st car stops for you. Then that feeling which is in your heart of appreciation that no one else did but this person did. If everyone had stopped for you, you would have been appreciative of that as well. But no one stopped for you and out of the whole crowd, one person stopped for you, the feeling in your heart will be something different. So majority are not remembering Allah Ta'ala. Majority are busy in negligence. And we
busy ourselves in remembering Allah Ta'ala. This holds great value. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has taught us a specific form of dhikr for the marketplace. And the specific form of dhikr is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa hayyul la yamutu bi yadihil khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Very similar to the fourth kalima but with a few words inserted. Wa huwa hayyul la yamut. And do you know what the virtue of reading this once in the marketplace is? The virtue which is mentioned in the ahadith, the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, is that a person reading this once gains 1,000,000 rewards. One million ranks are raised in Jannah for him. And a palace is built for him in Jannah. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Uthmani Rahmatullahi explaining this hadith poses the question that why is it in the reciting this once in the marketplace holds such a great virtue? You don't hear a virtue of this level usually. So answering the question, he says, because the marketplace is a place of negligence. No one busies themselves in the dhikr of Allah in the marketplace. Someone is trying to buy, someone is trying to sell, someone is trying to look for the item, someone is chatting away. No one is busy in the dhikr of Allah in the marketplace. So when a person, whilst he is in the marketplace, busies himself in the dhikr of Allah, then this holds great virtue in the eyes of Allah. So at this moment in time, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to busy ourselves in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. Whilst the majority are not, this is a very, very great and very precious time for us. Don't take it lightly, my friends. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to have iman. We are already in the minority here. The blessing of eyes, the blessing of ears, these are great blessings as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread the majority of these 99.9%. But Allah ta'ala gave us the blessing of iman. We are already in the minority here. This is the blessing which Allah ta'ala gives to a minority of people. And then after that, from the people who have iman, Allah Ta'ala gave us this much worry and concern and this much connection with our deen that we enter the house of Allah. We are in the minority from the people of iman now. And from the people who enter the masjid at such a time, outside of salah times, when very rare it is that someone would be sitting in the masjid and we are sitting in the masjid, this is nothing but the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants someone a blessing and he appreciates it, he shows gratefulness for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more of it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the blessing of abstaining from being negligent of Him, from remaining in His dhikr, in His remembrance. If we show gratitude for this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. Now, showing gratitude for a blessing. What does it mean showing gratitude for a blessing? So when a blessing of Allah Ta'ala is mentioned to us, and we feel like showing gratitude, then we say Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. This is gratitude also. But the most important aspect of gratitude for any favor of Allah Ta'ala is that you use that favor exactly how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants you to use it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives you wealth. So yes, say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru, say Alhamdulillah. But more important than that is use that wealth as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants you to use it. And according to His promise, He will definitely give you more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the blessing of connecting ourselves to His dhikr. If we use this, we use this correctly by making the most of it, by deciding that no, now as much as of our life as possible will be in the dhikr of Allah, will be in the obedience of Allah, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself will give us more of it. My beloved teacher and Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, and he has mentioned time and time again, that yes, Laylatul Qadr is blessed. The night of Qadr is blessed. The 15th night of Sha'ban is blessed. Yes, the days of Ramadan are blessed. The day of Arafah is blessed. But the most blessed time for a person is that time when he reconnects himself to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, if Laylatul Qadr passes and you and I do not reconnect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, we do not repent to Him that whatever mistakes in my life, I have stopped them now. I've decided to stop. And I've decided to try my best to become obedient to You. I've made an intention. If we do not reconnect ourselves to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in Laylatul Qadr, then Laylatul Qadr can be blessed for the whole world, but it is not blessed for me. And if in an ordinary day, the thought of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala comes to me, and I connect myself to Allah Ta'ala at that moment, now that moment is blessed for me. So, today, let us take this intention with us, that I want to connect myself to Allah Ta'ala. If I am disconnected, I want to reconnect. If I am partially connected, I want to fully connect myself. And connecting yourself to Allah Ta'ala requires just two things. Two things. Two T's. Two words that begin with T. The first is taqwa. Taqwa, abstaining from the disobedience of Allah. Abstaining from the disobedience of Allah. This is enough for the success of a person in this world and the hereafter. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, abstains from the disobedience of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, He will make, Allah Ta'ala will make for him a way out. Allah Ta'ala will make for him a way out. From what? From anything and everything. In the hereafter, definitely, Allah Ta'ala will make sure he ends up in success and in Jannah. In this world as well, Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him in everything, whatever problem it is. وَيَرَزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Ta'ala will grant him, provide for him, provide his needs, every form of his needs, من حيث لا يحتسب, from where he cannot even think of. He is stuck in a problem. He has some need. And to him it seems that no, I don't have the avenues available to fulfill this need. Maybe it is wealth. No, I don't have any income to fulfill this need. Maybe it is something else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve his problem for him with such means that never even came to mind. Taqwa, obedience to Allah, staying away from the disobedience to Allah. This is the goal and should be the goal of our lives. You do this and Allah Ta'ala's promise is, I will take care of you. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is one verse in the Quran. The Quran has over 6,000 verses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there is just one verse in the Quran. If the people hold fast to it, it is enough for them. This one verse is enough. What is it? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever holds fast to taqwa, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make out for him a path from everything. So this can and should be the purpose of our lives. And the purpose of our lives, when we have made it, staying away from the disobedience of Allah, then كل بني آدم خطاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mankind such that sooner or later he will sleep. Apart from the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects, and they never end up in the disobedience of Allah. Every other person, be it the greatest wali, slips. A very pious person will sleep very rarely. Maybe once a year, maybe once every few years. And an ordinary person like me may sleep very often. But a person will sleep. But this does not go to say that a person thinks that, oh, I will definitely sleep, so why bother making this my aim? No. The aim should be that I will never disobey Allah Ta'ala. Time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the muttaqeen, the people who have taqwa. He says that he will grant them reward and he will forgive the sins. He will grant them reward and he will forgive the sins. He will grant them reward and he will forgive the sins. What does this mean? This means that the person who makes taqwa his purpose, that no, I want to stay away from the disobedience of Allah and every form of the disobedience of Allah. Not pick and choose. That okay, Salah I will perform, but keeping the beard, that's not for me. Oh, fasting I can do, but listen to staying away from music, no. That's out of my reach. No. That person who makes taqwa, staying away from every form of the disobedience of Allah, his purpose, then Allah, not only does Allah Ta'ala reward him, but forgives his sins, meaning that time when he does slip, Allah Ta'ala will forgive it. So this is the first T, the first word beginning T with T that we need to hold fast to, taqwa. After that comes the next T, which is tawbah, repentance. Repentance, you can say, is the patch of fluid. When you get a crack somewhere, the plaster breaks somewhere, then you patch it up. Repentance is the patch up. When taqwa breaks, when a fault comes in our taqwa, we do slip up. Then we patch it up by doing tawbah. And tawbah is very simple. Tawbah just means renew your intention to do taqwa. Renew your intention that I have slipped. I was supposed to perform my salah, but I ended up missing my fajr salah. So Allah, forgive me. I make an intention that once again I won't miss my salah. I went outside and despite my best intentions, I misused my gaze. Oh Allah, forgive me. I'm renewing the intention. I will try my best not to misuse my gaze. A Muslim, my brothers, never plans to carry out the disobedience of Allah. A Muslim doesn't plan the disobedience of Allah. His plan is the obedience of Allah, but shaitan overcomes him. His nafs overcomes him and he ends up slipping. So, when he slips, the command of Allah is patch it up with tawbah. Repent to Allah Ta'ala. And there is a difference between the patch up liquid and the patch up fluid of tawbah and every other patch up. There is a difference. It is unique. What is unique? Any other patch of fluid you, any other patch up liquid, patch up material, it might say on the box that when you use it, then you can't tell. It looks like it's new again. But you can't spot the edge somewhere. You can see that this wall has been patched up. You can see that this building has been patched up. You can see that this car has been patched up. Whatever it is. The patch of fluid of Tawbah is unique. Because after you patch up your deen with Tawbah, then there is no sign that you disobeyed Allah. When a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala, it is written in his book of records. When he uses a patch of fluid of Tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala forgives the sin. The next thing that happens is Allah Ta'ala erases the entry in his book of sins. The next thing Allah Ta'ala does is erases the entry from the memory of the angel who recorded it. And after that, Allah Ta'ala erases it from the memory of the earth that he did the sin, that he was standing on whilst he did the sin. Because on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala will give the earth to the power to speak as well. And that person who did something good somewhere on the earth, that piece of earth will speak in his favor. And that person who disobeyed Allah Ta'ala anywhere on the earth, that piece of earth will speak against him. When we are in the four corners of our room, alone, and we think no one is watching us, then actually, someone is watching us from above, someone is watching us from below, and someone is watching us from both sides. Allah Ta'ala is watching from above, the earth is watching from below, and the angels are watching from both sides. And we have this misconception that I am alone so I can do whatever I want. But when a person does tawbah, Allah Ta'ala erases it from the memory of the earth as well, and the memory of the angels. Only Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Only Allah Ta'ala knows about it, but Allah Ta'ala never ever mentions it. And when that person will meet Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter, there will be no difference in how Allah Ta'ala greets him. Zayd missed the Fajr Salah today. And Hamid performed the Fajr Salah. Zayd did Tawbah. He repented. He did Qadha of the Fajr Salah. On the day of judgment, there will be no difference in how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meets Zayd and meets Hamid. It will not be that, oh, Zayd is lower because he missed the salah and then he repented. No, no. At-ta'imu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. The person who repents from a sin is that person, is like that person who does not have a sin. People say, deen is difficult. So I say, let's break it down. Deen compromises of two things. Trying. The first is trying. Taqwa, trying to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And the second is, whenever you slip, then saying to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me, I have made a mistake. I am renewing the intention not to do it again. So, what is difficult about these two? If I said that deen is stay away from the disobedience of Allah, you could have said it is difficult. I am saying deen is try to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Every person can try. And then, when you have made a mistake, then repent to Allah Ta'ala. Every person can do that. And these two things are enough for success. So what is difficult about this? There is nothing difficult about it. And when it comes to any person in this world, you offend him once. You have a friend, you offend him once. After the next day, you got a bit angry, blurted out an insult. Next day you felt a bit sorry that you know, I shouldn't have done that. So you go back and you meet him and you say, forgive me. He will forgive you. But week later you do it again. Now this time you yourself will feel awkward that I just did this a week ago. And then I went to ask him for forgiveness. I'm going to ask him for forgiveness again. You go again. If he is a good person, he will forgive you again. But after 4 or 5 times, no one in this world will be prepared to forgive you. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no limit. There is no limit. And there is no limit and there is no time frame between 2 times you disobey Allah ta'ala. That okay, you disobeyed Allah, you already misused your gaze once today. And then you did tawbah. If you misuse it again, no, you can't do tawbah again today. Tawbah again today is not accepted. Try again tomorrow. No. In the Quran, in the first truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run, race towards the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. وَجَنَّةٍ and such a Jannah, such a garden. عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Its width is equal to the heavens and the earth. There are 2 measurements for everything. One is the length and the other is the width. And the shorter of the 2 is the one that you call the width. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about Jannah, that Jannah, its width is equal to the heavens and the earth. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Who is this for? This has been prepared for al-muttaqeen, those people who have taqwa. Those people who stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some qualities of the people of taqwa. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another group of people for whom this Jannah is prepared. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Who is the second group for whom Jannah is prepared? إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they commit some immoral act, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they wrong themselves, they end up in the disobedience of Allah. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah Ta'ala. They think, I've disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. It is not, no regrets and move on. No, they feel, no, I've disobeyed Allah. I've done something wrong. They feel guilty. They feel remorse. Dhakarullah. My friends, if we disobey Allah Ta'ala and we feel remorse, that is an invitation from Allah Ta'ala to turn back to Him. At-tawbatu an-nadm. The most important part of repentance is remorse. You know, when a person goes for Hajj, then the most important and fundamental part of Hajj is being in Arafat on the 9th day. So even if a person is ill, he is in a wheelchair, he is on a stretcher, he has even then he has to spend at least a moment in Arafat on the 9th day for him, for his Hajj to be complete. This is the fundamental part of Hajj. So I don't know if it is still the case, but back in the day, what they used to do is, such a person who was too ill, then they would make some, even fly him through in a helicopter. So for a moment of his passes in Arafat. And then that is the minimum, the tick box is there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, he says, Al-Hajju Arafata. Hajj is Arafat. What does this mean? There are many other parts of Hajj, but the important and the fundamental part of Hajj is spending a moment in Arafat. So about tawbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tawbatu an-nadm. An-nadmu at-tawbah. The fundamental part of tawbah, of repentance, the doorway to repentance is remorse. So if we disobey Allah Ta'ala, and despite us turning from Allah Ta'ala, He gives us the blessing of remorse, this is a very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. This is an invitation that come back to me. Turn back to me. So, the second group of people for whom Jannah is prepared, is that when they disobey Allah Ta'ala, then they feel guilty. And then after that, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They ask for forgiveness from the sin. They repent. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And this thought crosses the mind, that who can forgive my sins apart from Allah Ta'ala? Who else can I turn to? If I don't repent to Allah Ta'ala, who else can save me from destruction in the hereafter? And then after that, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They don't persist on the sin which they have been doing. So the first group of people for whom Jannah is prepared is the muttaqeen, the people who don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. And the second group is the people who, when they do disobey Allah Ta'ala, they feel guilty, they ask for forgiveness, and they don't persist upon the sin. Now, what does this mean to you and I? So the apparent meaning of this verse is that if Zayd, he carries out the disobedience of Allah, he oppresses someone, and then he realizes and he asks for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever else is necessary, asks forgiveness from the person, and he doesn't persist, he doesn't do it anymore, then he is in Jannah. But if Hamid, he carries out the disobedience of Allah, he misses his salah, and then he asks for repentance. But then afterwards, next salah comes, or next fajr salah comes, he misses again. Then this is not for him. This is the apparent meaning of this verse. That for the second group of Jannah, or this second group of people who are in Jannah, they need to feel guilty, they need to ask for forgiveness, and they need to make sure they don't persist on the sin. This is what the verse of the Quran seems to be telling us. That means if a person, he feels guilty and he repents, but after that he ends up in the sin again, then he is persisting on the sin, Jannah is not for him. This is what the verse seems to be telling us. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this verse, what does he say? مَا أَصَرَّ مَنْ إِسْتَغْفَرَ وَإِنْ عَادَ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. That person who does istighfar and repents to Allah Ta'ala truly, he is in the eyes of Allah, he is not someone who is persisting on sin. Even if he does this 100 times in a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this verse says that basically this verse, when it says that this person does not persist on the sin, means that this person, every time he does the sin, he does tawbah and istighfar. To the extent that if you do a sin 100 times a day, in the morning you misuse your gaze, you repented to Allah Ta'ala. Few minutes later you misuse your gaze, you repented to Allah. And it reaches 100, but every time you repent, in the eyes of Allah, you are not a persistent sinner. And in the eyes of Allah, you are someone who is in the second group, who is deserving of Jannah. So after every single sin, we need to make it a purpose that I am going to repent. And this repentance is so blessed that sooner or later it will make you leave the sin. My beloved teacher and Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he mentioned that this is the inherent quality of repentance. Sooner or later it will make you leave the sin. Rather take it a step further. Sooner or later it will make you hate the sin. These are the words of Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi, the Shaykh and mentor of Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafizahullah Ta'ala. That sooner or later, tawbah will make you have hatred for the sin. Your condition will be like the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. كَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. That Allah Ta'ala made their heart such that kufr, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala was abhorrent for them, this will become your condition. But yes, this is gradual. You need to stay on that, on this tactic of tawbah. Every single time, tawbah. Every single time, tawbah. But what happens? You do tawbah. We will go from here. I slip, I do tawbah. I slip, I do tawbah again. And the third time, I think, shaitan will make you think, no point. No. You are doing exactly what's correct. Which is why shaitan is trying to take you off track. Shaitan only attacks that person who is on the right track. If you are already on the route to Jannah, why is shaitan going to attack you? But you are on the route to Jannah, which is why shaitan is trying to attack you, and he's trying to make you think, no, there is no point. You've already done the sin 5 times this week. What is the point in repenting now? The door of repentance is always open. The door of repentance is always open, so a person should repent every single time. And if a person hasn't repented for 20, 30 years from a sin or from any sin, still the door of repentance is open for him. Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka wa la ubali. In this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his servants directly. Usually, the hadith is a message from Allah Ta'ala in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a lot of love for his servants. So sometimes he sends a message directly as well. He tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that use these words and convey my message in my words to my servants. So in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing this. He's addressing us, Yabna Adam, O man, O human, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka wa la ubali. As long as you keep asking me for forgiveness, وَرَجَوْتَنِي, and you have hope that yes, I will forgive you, you don't become despondent. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I will forgive you. وَلَا أُبَالِي, and I will not care how many times you have sinned, how great the sin is, I will not care. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that I am giving my servants this announcement, but many of them, shaitan will still trick them. He will still make them feel despondent that no, I am too sinful to repent to Allah Ta'ala. For me, the door is closed. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala repeats the message again. With more emphasis. Yabna Adam, O human, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. If your sins are so much that to you it seems like they reach the clouds in the sky. ثم استغفرتني. Then you ask me for forgiveness. Not you ask me for forgiveness from every sin. No, you ask me for forgiveness once. You repent to me once. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. All of that is dust. It is disappearing. I have forgiven you for everything. وَلَا أُبَالِي. I don't care how much it was. So, whatever our condition is, we must hold fast to this gift of tawbah. My Hazrat, he says that this tawbah is a gift from Allah Ta'ala which very few people make the most of. Tawbah will take you into Jannah if you hold fast to it. And holding fast to it is not difficult. What is difficult in tawbah? Salah is difficult, it is an action. Fasting is difficult, it is an action. Tilawah of Quran is difficult, it is an action. Tawbah is just something that you whisper in your head to Allah Ta'ala. For tawbah, no one even needs to know you are doing tawbah. At this moment in time, I can say to Allah, Allah, I am not going to miss my salah. I am not going to disobey again. Forgive me. I don't even need to lift my hands. In fact, at this moment in time, my brothers, let us all in our hearts and minds tell Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, enough is enough. I'm not going to disobey you anymore. Allah, enough is enough, I am not going to disobey you anymore. Allah, give me the tawfiq to stay away from you. I've repented to you, every single sin. You say astaghfirullah, that is a bonus. You pray two rakat salatu tawbah, that is a bonus. But otherwise, you have spent 100 years, you have spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the disobedience of Allah. And one moment you turn to Allah Ta'ala, everything is washed away. Who is saying deen is difficult? Deen is easy. It is just this veil that shaitan puts in front of our eyes, makes us feel despondent, that makes deen look difficult. So, let us go away with this intention, that we need to stick to these two T's. The T of taqwa, trying to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And don't think it is too difficult for me. This sin is impossible for me. If shaitan keeps telling me this, then tell him that I am trying. Okay, you are saying I will end up in the disobedience of Allah, but I am still going to try. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. It's a promise from Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, whoever strives for our sake, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will guide him to our paths. The paths leading towards the paths leading to Jannah. And you know, there are two ways of guiding someone. If someone stops you outside and they say, can you tell me the way to Batli town? There are two ways of guiding them. One way is that you tell him, okay, go down the road, take a right, and then take a left here, and you will be in Batli town. And the second way of guiding him is that you get in his car. Let me take you there. Or if he's walking, you tell him, I'll walk with you there. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the second type of guidance. You strive for our sake, we will take you there. Not we will show you the path. We will take you to our paths. We will make you reach Jannah. But the condition is that the servant has to strive. As Imam Shafi'i Ali Thanvi rahmatullah, he translates this verse as, we will take your hand and we will make you reach the destination. So, let us make this our lifelong objective, that we are going to strive for the sake of Allah without distinction between any part of deen. That, oh, then every single form of the disobedience of Allah, I am going to stay away from today. I am going to try to stay away from. And wherever I sleep, however many times I sleep, however great or minor the sin is, I am going to repent to Allah Ta'ala. And repentance is very easy. All repentance is that I am going to tell Allah Ta'ala that, forgive me, I'm renewing my intention to stay away from the sin. If we hold fast to these two T's, then just like we are gathered here today in the masjid, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will gather us in Jannah also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to act upon these words of advice. Inshallah we will end with a short dua, and then time will be given and everyone is requested that we have already done tawbah, but let us perform 2 rakat salat so that barakah is added to our tawbah. We have already mentioned that when everyone is in negligence, then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is very valuable. So these 2 rakats, who knows how much barakah they will have in them. So after we finish the dua, then if someone has the time and the courage, then perform 4 rakats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the tahajjud salah, his practice was 8 rakats. And the tahajjud time starts after Isha. Any time after Isha, until the beginning of Fajr time, tahajjud salah can be performed. Yes, the optimum time is later, but any time after Isha, tahajjud salah can be performed. So, after the dua will finish, then everyone is requested that perform minimum of 2 rakats. And those people who can't, perform 4, perform 8. And then sincerely ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive all our sins once again. Repent to Allah Ta'ala, so that this new year we can start fresh record.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك سبحان ربي الأعلى العلي الوهاب ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا راحم المساكين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إنا ضعيف فقوف إنا ضعفاء فقوف في رضاك ضعفنا وخذ إلى الخير بناسيتنا واجعل الإسلام منتهى رضائنا Oh Allah forgive our sins. Oh Allah forgive our sins. Oh Allah forgive every single sin of ours. Oh Allah you know how sinful we are. Oh Allah you know how sinful we are. But Oh Allah your forgiveness is much more vast than our sins. Oh Allah forgive every single sin of ours. Oh Allah we are making a firm intention. Not anymore from today. Oh Allah grant barakah in our intention. Oh Allah make us firm on our intention. Oh Allah if we do slip, then give us a tawfiq to renew this repentance. Oh Allah make us hold fast to repentance until our final moment. Oh Allah give us the tawfiq to hold fast to repentance and taqwa until our final moment. Oh Allah grant us death with iman. Oh Allah grant us, our family, our near and dear ones, and all the people death upon iman. Oh Allah take care of us in this life. Oh Allah give us taqwa and make taqwa a means of you taking care of us in this life. Oh Allah keep us connected to you. Oh Allah do not let us become disconnected from you. Oh Allah keep us connected to you. Oh Allah do not let us become disconnected to you. Oh Allah save us from negligence. Oh Allah keep us connected to the masajid. Oh Allah keep us connected to the Quran. Oh Allah keep us connected to your dhikr. Oh Allah keep us connected to your obedience. Oh Allah make us from those people who find happiness in your obedience. Oh Allah make us from those people who find joy in your obedience. Oh Allah make us remain firm upon your obedience until our last breath. Oh Allah there are so many distractions, so many paths of shaitan in our day and age. Oh Allah save us from them. Oh Allah you only, you alone can save us. Oh Allah we are but weak servants. We can only try. Oh Allah but it is your help that will make us reach the destination. Oh Allah grant us your help. Oh Allah grant us your tawfiq. Oh Allah grant us your grace. Oh Allah grant us your mercy. Oh Allah this is a time when the whole world is in negligence, and you have given us the tawfiq to raise our hands to you. Oh Allah that means you must want to give us something. Oh Allah grant us everything that we need. Oh Allah grant us everything that we need. Oh Allah grant us everything that we need. Oh Allah make this gathering a means of hidayah and guidance for us, our families, and the entire world. Oh Allah accept our tawbah. Oh Allah accept our intention. Oh Allah grant barakah in our intention. Oh Allah keep us firm on sirat mustaqim. Oh Allah unite us in Jannah just like you have united us today here. Oh Allah unite us in Jannah just like you have united us here. Oh Allah unite us in Jannah just like you have united us here. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.
As we mentioned, before leaving, brothers are requested that engage yourselves in minimum 2 rakat salah and make dua to Allah Ta'ala from the bottom of your heart.
Tomorrow, Fajr will be at 8 a.m.